Good morning.
Welcome to Turnin's Podcast, episode number 7. This is actually episode number 7, take 2, first one. I recorded most of it, I still have it. I just decided to redo it because, like previously, I hadn't slept very well. I was yawning, I was tired, everything else. So I'm gonna redo the podcast today, this afternoon, whatever time it is. And that's this one. Anyway, it is currently March the 29th. It's a Thursday evening, which means I'm more than likely gonna be stuck in quite a lot of traffic. I'm trying to figure out what my best route is at the moment. I think my chance is down here. So, today's podcast, I am putting out something I really like. I thought of talking about anything I haven't liked, but today I am talking specifically about gadgets. More importantly, I'm talking about gadgets I carry with me on a daily basis. And I'm going to start with the one that I'm actually using at the moment to record this podcast. And it's the iPhone 4. Now, I've had the iPhone 4 since the day it launched in Ireland. I got up early, I had the day off working anyway. I didn't take the day off just to buy an iPhone. I had the day off for something else. And went up to the Vodafone store in the morning and was looking for an iPhone 4. The place wasn't supposed to open until 9 o'clock. I arrived in the shopping centre at 8:45 thinking there'd be a queue. I had made up my mind if there was a queue I was going to give up. Well, depending on the size of the queue. Right in the shop at 8:45, the shop had already been open for 15 minutes. Walked in the door expecting to go in, but asked for an iPhone 4 and was handed one. And that was it. I bought an iPhone 4 on launch day with no issues, no problems whatsoever. That was pretty much it. So I've had an iPhone 4 since launch day in Ireland. So it's a little over a year. No, it's a little over 18 months old now at this stage. 21 months. So I'm coming up to the time that iPhone 5 will come out in probably June, July. Well, we see what happens then. So that's my secondary phone. My main phone that I carry around with me is a Windows Phone 7 device, the HTC Titan. Now this is the big 4.7 inch display, 8 megapixel f2.2 wide angle lens on the back, wide angle camera on the back. It's got a VGA camera on the front. Absolutely gorgeous display. It's a 1.5 gigahertz ARM processor inside. It's running Windows Phone 7.5 on this one at the moment. HSDPA connected to the Vodafone network, so I think it's 7.2 megasecond down. I think the upload is about 5 and a bit, but to tell you the truth, I haven't really played around with I've played with the data connection, but I haven't like tested to see exactly how fast it was or anything like that. And it's a nice phone. So that's my main phone. I use that for making phone calls, sending text messages, email, all that sort of stuff. My iPhone is kind of secondary phone. I use that more for data than for anything else. Next device that I carry is a T-Mobile pointer something mobile pointer, I think they call it. So it's a T-Mobile mobile pointer. Anyway, I bought this on eBay. It's a MiFi for all intents and purposes. T-Mobile can call it whatever the hell they want to call it, but this is basically a MiFi. Got a battery, takes a SIM card, it's got a micro SD slot. Turn it on and you share the wireless network between 5 other devices. They all connect through Wi-Fi. I think it's 802.11g. That I'm pretty sure tops out at about 7.2 megasecond down, 5 point something megasecond up. And I use that mainly for college wireless internet connection in the office, or in the college isn't all that good. Signal is very low in certain parts of the college. Everything else, I'm in college and in the evening, by the way, so just in case you're trying to figure it out. I work full time during the day and then I'm supposed to be in college at night. Most of the time I don't actually make it, but that's another story altogether. So, I'm pretty sure he's not supposed to be turning there. There's a guy in a big truck trying to turn across a couple of lanes of traffic. And I'm not sure if he was supposed to do that. He made it. He hasn't blown anything up yet. He hasn't crashed into anything, but I'm not sure that was supposed to happen. Anyway, I'll ignore that. Right, so I use this Wi-Fi for college stuff. I was in the college a couple of days back, or a couple of weeks back even, and needed to download a file, and I was downloading at 700-800 kilobytes a second, which, if you think about on a mobile network, is pretty impressive. Vodafone have said that they have their network now supports 42 megabits a second, which your actual maximum was probably closer to 35, maybe 30. But I don't know what devices support that kind of speed yet, and I'm pretty sure my Wi-Fi isn't one of them. So, I don't think I'll be getting that kind of speed anytime soon. But it is handy to know that if I ever decided to buy a device that could support those kind of speeds, the Vodafone network do support it. So, next device is iPad. I have a first generation iPad 3G. It's 3G connected. It's got 32 gigs of storage. I have, let me see what else is in here. 32 gigs of storage, 3G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, all the usual stuff that comes with a 3G an iPad. I think the GPS doesn't come as standard on a the GPS doesn't come as standard on a non-3G iPad. The 3G iPad was the only one that actually came with GPS. As far as I can gather, and that's one of the reasons why I went for the 3G version of it. Because the iPad is really, really handy as a navigation device in a car. That screen, the fact that you have 3G, everything else, it's all worth it, basically. It's those you kept. There's nowhere for you to go. Yeah, thanks, you've just blocked me because you have nowhere to go and you're really out of the box. This was one of the other reasons why I cancelled the last show, because I was shouting a lot. I was an awful lot more tired than I was. I was yawning an awful lot more. But mind you, no matter how awake you are, there are still idiots on the road. Like the guy in a van who wants to throw and crash into me at the moment. Anyway, iPhone. Yes, or iPad. So that's the iPad. Next device. my main home laptop. I say my main home laptop, I have a work laptop. My main home laptop is it's a MacBook Pro. It's a 2008 MacBook Pro, so it's pretty old at this stage, 4 years old. It's a dual core Intel Core 2 Duo processor, 64-bit. It's got 8 gigs of RAM on the machine that was upgraded. It has a 500 gig, 7200 RPM hybrid hard drive. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. I mentioned it in the show that was binned, but it's a hybrid drive, so there's 500 gigs of spinning metal, spinning rust as some people call it, 500 gig spinning disk section of the drive, followed by a 4 gig SSD. And basically the way it works is machine loads, or the hard drive stores all the main storage, obviously, and most frequently used parts of the disk, or most frequently used data, is stored in the SSD. So your machine reboots a couple of times, the hard drive controller realizes, you've accessed this disk, or this section of the disk, every time you've turned on your machine. Therefore, I think that's important. So it copies that into the SSD section of the drive. Then the next time that file is requested, it pulls out the SSD. There is a second generation of that disk which has twice as much SSD. It's got 8 gigs of SSD as opposed to just 4. And it also has a 750 gig section of the disk. Not only that, it actually allows writes to the SSD, or at least with a firmware update, it allows writes. So if you're reading large files, I don't know how exactly it works. I don't know whether it's more frequently accessed files get written to the SSD, or whether it uses it as a kind of a cache, where if you read a 20 gig file and modified 2 gigs of it, the 2 gigs get written to the SSD. I don't know. I actually haven't a clue how it works. But it's an interesting idea, to say the least. I have noticed that the MacBook Pro has been faster with this hybrid drive. That being said, what's going on? Hold on. Who in front of me is just thinking as it goes. There's no traffic in front of her. Sorry. Anyway, before you think I'm generalizing and saying women are bad drivers or anything like that, I'm not. The woman in front of me is just sitting there. The guy in front of me, the man in front of me. Anyway, that's another story altogether. I was saying something. What was I saying? Yes. The Mac has felt faster since I've put in the hybrid drive. The only thing is, I can't fully say it's the hybrid drive that's making it faster, because at the same time, I cleared the machine, I reinstalled the machine because obviously I'm putting in a new hard drive, and second of all, I also upgraded the memory from 4 gigs to 8 gigs. So it could be a combination of those three things, but I will say that was about 8 months ago now that the upgrade happened. About 8 months, and anyway, the machine is still running nice and fast. I haven't had to reinstall it. It's running grand. I'm happy. So, no, no. That laptop I use for bringing in and out of college with me, messing around at home when I'm not using the big machine and everything else. My iTunes library lives on that, so it syncs with my iPad, my iPod, my iPhone, and any other iThingy. actually it'll talk to the Apple TV as well. It streams music back to the Apple TV, it streams video back to the Apple TV. What else do we have? It's all good. I'm happy with the laptop. I am considering replacing it. I am looking at new laptops. I'm not 100% sure I'm going for an Apple though. I think I am contemplating an Ultrabook, a Windows Ultrabook. I'm also contemplating waiting until Windows 8 releases before I go and get an Ultrabook, because Windows 8 is going to be an interesting thing for Ultrabooks. It's going to be it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, why are you standing in front of me? It's great for me. Fuck you, stop standing in the road. Right. Again, another reason why I cancelled the last show. Right. What was there anything else? Biggest gadget I have. Before I go on to the biggest gadget, I'm going to talk about the work laptop. I have my main work laptop is Dell. It's an XPS 14 or 15. I think it's a 15. 15 inch display, 1920 1080p. Core i7 processor. It's a quad core. 2.2 gigahertz. It has 8 gigs of RAM. It's got some sort of hard drive in it. It's a 7200 RPM hard drive, as far as I know. 500 gigs. I haven't figured out how to actually open the machine to get to the hard drive. When I had the machine open to upgrade the RAM, it seems that you have to take the keyboard off if you want to get to the hard drive. So I kind of gave up at that stage. Might be something that I'm going to have to. It might be something I'm going to look at eventually. But at the moment, everything's grand. I might actually say that might be if I ever buy one of those. The 750 gig hybrid drives, it might go into that machine, because that's my main development machine, my main work development machine. I've got plugged into a 21.5 inch widescreen high def monitor, keyboard, mouse, all the usual good stuff, and that's the machine I use most of the time in work. Windows 7, Visual Studio 2010, Office 2010, all that good stuff. So that's my main machine. Now I don't carry that with me all the time. If I have to work from home for some reason, or if I'm on call for something, I will bring the laptop home with me. But 90% of the time that sits in the office, plugged into the monitor, and that's pretty much it. I've got it available as desktop if I need to connect. But other than that, it's pretty much all good. So I kind of mentioned that the biggest gadget I have. And the biggest gadget I have is actually the gadget I'm sitting in at the moment. You might be thinking to yourself, what is he talking about? The biggest gadget I own is my car. Now, I've mentioned that I record this on my commutes in my car, but I never actually talked too much about the car. I mentioned in the episode about the 5 screens and the cloud that one of the screens, or the 5 plus screens in the cloud, one of the screens I thought should be utilized more often is the screen in your car. And I mentioned I drive a 5 series Beamer. Maybe I just mentioned it was a Beamer, I can't remember. My biggest gadget is my car. And I drive a 2006. It's a late 2006, if you want to name it based on Apple, or based on the way Apple color and stuff. It's a late 2006 520 diesel BMW. bought this March of last year, so it's a little over a year old. Well, it's, oh, you've had it for a little over a year. And I'm sitting, I'm looking at all the stuff that's in this. So, steering wheel is electrically adjustable and automatically adjusts based on who uses the key or which key you use to open the car. So there's two keys that came with the car, my key, and there's the key my dad uses. So there's my key and there's the key my dad uses to start the car. The key he uses when he opens it readjusts his steering wheel, or readjusts the steering wheel in the car. Readjusts the steering wheel, it readjusts the seats, and it readjusts the stereo for him as well, actually. So when I'm in the car, I listen to the auxiliary port, usually from the auxiliary port, which is connected to of a little box that plugs into the cigarette lighter. That cigarette lighter has a little box. That box has Bluetooth, USB, and an auxiliary cable. Auxiliary cable plugs into the back of the hose port in the back of the car. It's a bit of an odd place to put it, but BMW decided to put it in the back of the car as opposed to in the front. Cable runs to the back of the car, I plug in auxiliary, hit play, I listen to music. I'll explain a bit more about that device in a minute. So, as I said, steering wheel, seats, everything else, all adjustable. Mirrors adjust themselves as well, except for the inside mirror. Inside mirror is static unless you move it. Is just after getting a smack of a car door. Not my car door, by the way, somebody else's. Let me see. So, mirrors, doors, seats all readjust themselves when you get into the car, depending on the key you use, or you can manually set it up with the buttons on the side. Stereo changes based on who you are and everything else. And let me see, what else is there? Right, so I've got the nav, I've got the sat nav, it's got Bluetooth for the phone, climate control, entertainment, so CD player. It's not a changer, single disc CD player, DVD player, but that's used by the navigation system. I think, I'll be wrong, but I think it can be used by the audio system. I have read somewhere where if I put in a CD full of DVDs, or a CD full of MP3s into the car, it'll play them and it'll be able to display what the songs are and everything else. I've also heard that if you put a DVD full of MP3s into the car, it'll also do exactly the same job. Now, as I said, my DVD player has the navigation DVD in, and the nav I would feel is more important than music, given that I've already got the Bluetooth audio set up, so I don't really have to worry about that. Leather all around, all the usual good stuff that comes with a car. 2-litre diesel engine, 160-ish brake horsepower, which is grand. It's fast enough, it's powerful enough. I'm happy with this car. It's got automatic windscreen wipers. It's got automatic headlights. It's got fog lamps all around, on the front, on the back. They're called run flat tires, back window or the back windscreen wiper, or not back, what's that thing called I'm looking at the moment? Rear view mirror is self-dimming, so if the guy behind me has his lights on full, the mirror will dim itself. It's got an SOS button which rings the emergency services in case something goes wrong. It's got the air conditioning which has an automatic setting, so if it detects condensation on the windows, it blows warm air on the windows to remove the condensation. It'll keep the car at a constant, at a comfortable temperature, so on cold mornings it'll stick on heat, in warm mornings it'll stick on cooling, and what else is there? I can't think of anything else. It's an estate, so it's got a massive boot. The windows, or the back seats fold down, so you can fit large things in it. I've had a mattress in this. I had a bed in my last car, but that's another story. I reckon I could fit a bed into this as well. The back hatch opens up, so there's a little window. There's the full back door, or there's a little window. Window can open, so you can put stuff into it, and then you can open the full thing and open the full bag. So that's the biggest gadget I carry around with me. Well, don't carry it around with me, it carries me around. Start stop button. So the key is not an actual key, it's a fob. You plug the fob into the bay and you press the start button, car starts. Press it again, car stops. It's got the controls on the steering wheel that I'm looking at now. You've got cruise control and a few other bits and pieces. This car came in from the UK, and there are more gadgets on this than most cars in Ireland. Any of the ones that I was previously looking at didn't have half of the gadgets that this has. So I'm happy with this. So the audio dealy I was talking about, it's called a Liquid AUX. Kensington make it, and it's tiny, literally it's tiny. It's a little bigger than the plug, than an auxiliary port plug. So if you think of an auxiliary port iPod charger, has a USB port on it, it's pretty much that size. There's not an awful lot more to it. There's a couple of buttons on it, and there's a couple of lights on it as well, and that's pretty much it. The USB port is used solely for charging whatever device. There was no cable with it, no USB cable with it, so you can use it to charge whatever USB device you want to charge. Be it your Windows phone, your iPhone, anything that charges using USB will work. You connect your device via Bluetooth, so my iPhone connects to Bluetooth and streams the audio over the Bluetooth network, I suppose you call it. Protocol. No, anyway, it connects over Bluetooth and the music gets streamed via Bluetooth. That's it. And because it's got an auxiliary port or an auxiliary cable, that's then plugged into the back of the car. And I hit play, it works. There is a small little remote control that attaches to the steering wheel, which has four buttons. Play pause, which is one button. Back forward, which is two more buttons. And then your call answer button. So my iPhone connects to this. I get into the car. The iPhone instantly sees the car fairly quickly. like hit play, music starts playing, that's it. There's no messing around with cables or anything like that. The iPhone, once it's in the car, it can be in my bag behind me. It can be in my pocket, it can be in the little glove box, or it's not a glove box, phone holder box, in my armrest box, for want of a better way of, better word, be in there. Doesn't matter where it is, as long as it's in the car, I hit play, it works. And it's fairly handy. Audio sounds good. I will admit that plugging the cable directly into the iPhone does sound a bit better, but it's not better enough that I want to change to the cable only, if that makes sense. It's what I've got is good. Over Bluetooth, I'd say it's 90% of what it is over cable, and I'm happy with that. There's very little delay from play, pause, back, forward, all that sort of stuff. The remote control connects to the device wirelessly. The device then sends the message to the iPhone over Bluetooth. iPhone responds, and then that's it. So it's not all that bad. I'm actually happy with it. It had a retail price of $99. I picked it up on Amazon for £25, which is about $40. So I got a fairly good discount on it. They have a second version of it. There's two versions of it. There is the Bluetooth option, which is obviously the one I have, and then there's an iPod only version, which has a retail price of $79. I'll put links in the show notes actually for these, so you can find them yourself. But the iPod version, basically you plug in, I don't know whether it comes with the cable, but you get a 30-pin dock connector, and you plug your iPhone into the 30-pin dock connector, and your device, whatever it is, and it gets the audio through that, and also does some charging and what have you. Now, given that the device, or the Liquid AUX, I think, is a little older than some of the new iDevices, like the iPhone 4 and 4S, I'm not sure if it will still charge. I know Apple decided to screw their their partners by changing the dock connector voltage for charging, so you actually had to go off and buy a new device or a new charger. Actually, I suppose it wasn't Apple screwing their partners, it was Apple screwing their customers, because any of your old chargers didn't work, you had to buy new ones for your newer devices. So I had the problem with the iPhone 4, I've had the problem with an iPod Nano, I've had that with a few things, and the iPad as well, if I remember correctly. The old USB cables that came with older iDevices does not charge newer iDevices. So, as I said, it's an interesting business model Apple have. Well, I suppose it's a good business model. It makes people have to go out and buy new charging cables, new charging docks, everything else. Pain in the arse for customers, but good for Apple's bottom line. The reason why they're worth $600 a share or something. The last time I checked, they're the most valuable company on earth, from what I can gather. But anyway, I'm saying this as I'm talking on an Apple device, as I use an Apple device at home, as this will be going into the Apple iTunes store. So I suppose I have a couple of Macs, I have a couple of Apple devices, and I just think it's a bit of a silly idea. But anyway, enough of that. I think that's pretty much what I was thinking of for the first part of this talk. And the reason why why I said the first part was because when I was recording the first one, I realized this is going to be a two-part series. It's not really a series, it's a two-part talk. The first one is the voices I have at the moment. Second part, which I'll record eventually and put up, will be talking, well, I'm hoping it's actually the next one that you get to hear. The second part, I want to talk about the voices I want to get next. So these are future gadget purchases. I have a couple of mind. There's a few more that I'm thinking of. Well, as well as I'm thinking in the mind. But there's an awful lot of things that are either on the market that I want, or that I want to see, if that makes sense. I think that nobody has actually released yet, but I want them either way. That will be the next podcast, the next episode. So, with that, I'm going to finish up. If you have any comments, suggestions, questions, the usual sort of stuff, leave them on the show page, podcast.tiernanotoole.ie, TIERNANOTOOLE.ie. You can drop a comment onto the podcast as well, or pretty much anything else. So anyway, or suggestions are more than welcome too. So any questions, anything else, leave it on my podcast, and thanks for listening, and I shall talk to you the next time. Good luck. Bye now.